Hello everyone, this is Nudge, and unfortunately, I'm using a different pair of headphones. Although, maybe I should be using the same one I've been using last time. It's fine. It's fine as it is. It's not that bad. In fact, maybe it's actually a tiny bit better. It's not clipping as much, or maybe it's just because I've only been talking into it for a few seconds. Anyway, this is iPad number 2. Now, I'm not going to be convolutedly doing the whole plug into the keyboard, plug it into system audio, plug it into this, that. I'm not going to do that right now because this thing that I'm going to be showing is just going to be using VoiceOver mostly, and the iPad's internal speakers, as well as the microphone of this thing, is enough to capture that. So, it's fine. Now, what is not fine is you need to type quite a lot of text, and I spent like half an hour trying to get my Apple Wireless Bluetooth keyboard to work, and for whatever reason, none of the batteries that I tried seemed to work. I don't know why. I put it in every single polarity I possibly could, so any, like, it requires two AA's, so I put them in any possible combination I could. I tried different types of batteries, I tried everything, didn't work. Don't know why. So I decided to come up with an alternative, and I'm just pirating a piece of software that I'm probably never going to use again. Yep. Just how I do things, I guess. I really should pay for this thing because it is useful, but at the same time I don't think I'm going to use it very often anyways, just for this one recording, I think. Use my Mac as a Bluetooth keyboard for my iPad. That's what I'm going to be doing. So, I'm going to quickly set this up, and I'm probably going to cut this out of the recording when I upload it, and I'll see you when I'm ready.
Nudge's MacBook Air. Not connected. Nudge's MacBook Air. Connecting.
Application. Input window.
There
input
we
window.
Go. Nudge's MacBook Air. Connected. That's exactly okay. What I was looking for. Now, if I go...
Nudge's MacBook Air. Button.
If I press left,
Nudge's MacBook Air.
It goes
connected.
Left. If I press
button.
Right,
Nudge's MacBook Air.
It goes right.
Button.
Which is exactly what I want, and I can also type. Now, I'm going to turn VoiceOver off.
VoiceOver off.
And I'm going to start with this. So, to do that, I'm going to... go home.
Home. Location services settings.
And I'm going to go home one more time.
Home. Browser-based tabs folder. Phone folder. Audio games folder. 9 apps. Audio games. Destino games.
Destino games. This is really quiet. This is so quiet. Oh god. I need to somehow... Oh, this is not good. Okay, I'm gonna have to somehow, like, continuously talk like this. This is not fun. In fact, I'm... I'm debating if I should just record a voice memo on my phone instead of doing this. You know what? Let's do that, because this is just way over the top. Wait, if I do that, then... Oh, crap. I can't stop the recording now. Okay, so, now that we got it set up, Richard Destino's games, he made a huge amount of, well, not huge, but a few really cool DOS games back in the day in the 90s, and they were all text games, they were all accessible to blind people, and so someone decided to port this over, and port this over to iOS. And so now you can play them on iOS, I mean on 32-bit for devices, that is. Let's go open it.
Destino Games. Destino Games. Welcome to Destino Games. Heading. Please make a selection.
So, we have a list of options. Now, this is the only list in the game, or in the app. Everything else is going to be just you type in commands, and that's it. Here's the list of games that we have.
Atlantic City Blackjack. Casino.
Casino is a less advanced version of, well, it has more games.
Dodge City Desperados.
Oh God, Dodge City Desperados. That thing was that was a thing. It's more of a text adventure than anything. I don't really like it as much.
Destination Mars.
Destination Mars is one I'm definitely going to be playing.
Run for President.
Run for President is another one I used to love back in the day.
Sounds like.
And Sounds Like, which I've never got. I've no idea what the point of that is.
About the Steno Games.
I'm gonna click on this first.
65%.
Hello?
65%. 70%. About the Steno Games. Back. But about the Steno Games. Heading. Introduction. Heading level. This app is a game pack that is all of Richard L. DeSteno's classic text games. These games came out between the years of 1989 and 1994. These games were some of the earliest accessible games for those that were either blind or had low vision. DeSteno created these games so that blind people or those with low vision could enjoy computer games just like normal sighted people. For those of you that played accessible games on old machines with a screen reader, it's time to take a trip back to the past. For those of you who are not familiar with screen readers, a screen reader is a piece of software that reads what is being displayed on the screen. Because there is text on the screen, normal sighted people can enjoy these games without a screen reader. And for those who are blind or have low vision, they can enjoy these games with voiceover. This app works great with voiceover turned on. It can automatically read the text changes on the screen. You can also enjoy the classic PC speakers beeps and twerps. Credits. Heading level 2. Developer. Heading level 3. Joe G. Lee. Original idea, testing, and documentation. Heading level 3. Michael Barnes. Special thanks. A very special thanks goes to Richard L. DeSteno for creating and developing these great classics and releasing them as freeware. A very special thanks to Jeffrey Dawson for helping Michael Barnes write and edit the app's documentation. Thanks also goes to everyone at the Odyssey Gamers List for helping people who are blind or have low vision to find accessible games, to Jim Kitchens for showing Michael Barnes that he could still enjoy playing games. A special thanks goes to Jimmy Megan, Joseph Weaver, and William Brockington for encouraging the ones that were involved in the creation of this app. A special thanks goes to Jimmy Megan, Joseph Weaver, and William Brockington for...
Okay, so now I have to go to the very last, first item in the...
Back. Button. 70%. Back. Welcome to the step about the Steno Games. Dodge City Desperados.
Okay. So, I think we better start
Run for President
and actually play something. Let's do Destination Mars, because Destination Mars is... Wait, no, I'm going to do the casino first, because the casino is more of like a stable thing that you can do as many times as you want, really. And then I'm going to move on to Destination Mars. By the way, Destination Mars and Run for President are two of the games that are actually available as modernized games with sounds and everything. That have been since released for Windows, although they still run a command line. So if you want to replay the games but with advanced sounds and stuff, you can do that too.
Destination Mars, Dodge City Desperados, Casino.
Okay, anytime you click on one of these games, it'll load up a terminal. It's like a DOS application basically, and you get to do stuff.
70%.
Hello?
70%.
Can you... Thank you.
Selected. Casino. Back to menu. Button.
Okay, now we have a screen of
Casino,
text.
Version 2.0. Copyright 1989. 93 by Richard L. DeSteno. 20 Meadow Brook Road. Short Hills. New Jersey 07078. Phone. 201-379-7471. Copying of this program is prohibited except for the personal use of the purchaser. Sound effects. Wire in.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna enable sound effects.
Blackjack, slot machine, flash poker, baccarat, instructions, exit. Press first letter.
So, I'm just going to be pressing random keys, basically. That's all I'm going to be doing, just pressing random keys. Not random
Back
keys.
Button.
Oh god, this microphone is Blackjack. Killing me.
75%.
Shut up.
70%.
Let's press I for instructions.
Star instructions for casino, star, notes that sound effects may be... Star instructions for casino, star, notes that the sound effects may be toggled on and off by entering a bet of zero in any game. Entering a bet of 99 returns you to the menu. 1. Blackjack. You play against the dealer and the object is to achieve a higher point total than the dealer without exceeding 21. The point value of each card is its numerical value. Jacks, queens, and kings are worth 10 points. And aces, 11 points unless that would put you over 21, then it is reduced to 1. After you bet $1 to $25, you have dealt to cards and the dealer is dealt 1. Your point total is given and you're prompted either to stand or hit, which means take no more cards or take a card. If you exceed 21, you break and immediately lose the hand and your bet. If you do not break, the dealer takes cards until he reaches at least 17, at which point he cannot take any more cards. The hands are then compared to determine the winner. If you have 9, 10, or 11 on your first two cards, you may double down, which means your bet is double, but you can get only one more card. When on your first two cards, you have blackjack and you win twice. Your bet, unless the dealer also gets a blackjack, then it is a push or tie. Press C to continue or R to return to the game.
Another thing I like about this is for every game, for every little segment of the instructions, you can press C to continue or R to return. I think there used to be a way to repeat as well, or you could just look at the screen.
Two, slot machine. You may bet $1 to $5 and hope that you get a match. The largest payoffs are when you get a match of three across. Most matches of silver pay more than the other matches, except for diamonds, which pays the most. The big jackpot is three diamonds across, which pays 200 to one. Press C to continue or B to back up or R to return to the game.
You can also press B to go back. Now, slot machine is not very fun. I never really had that much fun with that one. Now, flash poker definitely is fun.
Three, flash poker. This is a variation of the old draw poker game. In this game, you bet. Press C to continue or B to back up or R to return to the game.
Oh, crap.
Restart game. Back to menu. Restart. Three, flash poker. This is a variation of the old draw poker game. In this game, you bet $1 to $25 and then you and the dealer are dealt two cards each. The party with a higher poker hand may make an additional bet. If you do not match, the dealer's bet. You lose immediately. If play continues, two more cards are dealt each and the party with a higher poker hand based on all four cards wins the entire bet. The ascending order of possible hands is one pair, two pairs, three of a kind, a straight, a flush, four of a kind, and a straight, flush. If you're a novice at poker, a straight consists of consecutive cards, and a flush consists of cards from the same suit. Press C to continue or B to back up or R to return to the game.
I'm not sure about full houses. It doesn't mention full house, and also it doesn't mention a royal flush, although it's extremely, extremely unlikely that's ever going to happen. And then there's this game, which I never understood.
Four. Brett, you may bet $1 to $25 in this game, which pits a player. Four. Brett, you may bet $1 to $25 in this game, which pits a player against the banker. You may bet on the player, the banker, or a tie. Hand values are calculated differently than in the previous games. Each numerical card has the point value of its number, but tens, jacks, queens, and kings have a value of zero, and aces have a value of one. Ten is deducted from any hand totaling ten or more, so that no hand exceeds nine in value. After you bet, the player and the banker are dealt two cards each, and the point values are stated. If either hand totals eight or higher, no further cards are dealt, and the winner is determined immediately. Otherwise, the player takes a third card if his point total is below six. If one of these tests is met, the banker has a point total of 0 to 2, B, the banker has a point total of 3, unless the player took a third card and it was an 8, C, has a point total of 4, unless the player took a third card and it was worth 0, 1, 8, or 9, D, the banker has a point total of 5. Took a third card and it was worth 0, 3, 3, or 8, or 9, E, the banker has a point total of 6 and the player took a third card and it was a 6 or 7. After all cards are dealt, you win if you make the correct bet. You win 8 times your bet if you bet timed win, and even money on other bets.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm going to press R to return. Now it's going to give me the prompt to do the thing again. I can press Control to stop the speech. Okay, let's play some hands of blackjack because blackjack is easy. And then I'm going to do flash poker. I think I found a way. Let's just put it over here. I think this is a safe spot. Play blackjack. Excuse me for the random beeps.
Star blackjack star, place your bet. Your bankroll is at $250.
So start with 250. I'm going to go for a bet of 10.
Place your bet 10. Player, 5 of clubs, star, 15 star, jack of clubs, dealer, 6 of diamonds, stand or hit.
Oh god. Well, I don't actually have much of a choice. I mean, I could stand. No. I'm going to hit and probably bust.
Player, 5 of clubs, star, 20 star, 5 of diamonds.
Ooh, never mind. Stand.
Dealer, 6 of diamonds, star, 17 star, ace. Place your bet. Your bankroll is at $260.
So I won. Let's increase the bet to 15.
Player, 2 of hearts, star, 8 star, 6 of clubs, dealer, 8 of diamonds, stand or hit.
Ooh. Interesting. I'm going to hit.
Player, 2 of hearts, star, 15 star, 7 of clubs.
Oh no. And
player, 2 of hearts, star, 25 star, jack of spades, you break with 25. Place your bet. Your bankroll is at $245.
I just busted. Wait, it says break. Interesting. One more. I'm gonna play like maybe 3 more rounds and then quit.
Player, 8 of spades star, 17 star, 9 of spades, dealer, 3 of clubs, stand or hit.
I'm gonna stand on that.
Dealer, 3 of clubs star, 24 star, 10 of diamonds.
Yes.
Place your bet. Your bankroll is at $255.
$255. I wonder what the most amount of money you can hold in this game is. It's probably over 1,000.
Player, 3 of clubs star, 11 star, 8 of diamonds,
ooh.
Dealer, king of spades, double down, wire in.
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
Player, 3 of clubs, star 21 star.
Yeah.
Your last card is king of hearts. Dealer, king of spades, star 21 star. Ace of clubs.
No, push.
Place your bet. Your bankroll
is $235. Oh, blackjack. Okay, I see. Oh, well. By the way, if you try to enter a bet of over 25, it will... Yeah, do that.
Bet range is 1 to 25 or 99 for menu.
Bet range is 1 to 25 or 99 for menu. Okay, let's keep going.
Player, 5 of clubs, star 13 star, 8 of hearts, dealer, 10 of spades, stand or hit.
Ooh, I don't like this.
Player, 5 of clubs, star 23 star, 10 of hearts,
yep.
You break with 23, place your bet. Your bankroll is at $225.
Let's start betting 5.
Player, 3 of hearts, star 11 star, dealer, king of spades, double down, wire in.
Yes.
Player, 3 of hearts, star 17 star, your last card is 6 of spades, dealer, king of spades, star 20 star, queen of spades, dealer wins with 20. Place your bet. Your bankroll is at $215.
I'm gonna do at least one more round where I actually win something.
Player, queen of clubs, star 13 star, 3 of spades, dealer, jack of hearts,
are you kidding me? Can you stop giving me bad cards, please?
Player, queen of clubs, star 23 star, jack of spades, you wake with 23, place your bet. Your
I don't know if the deck is pre-made and it's, like, never shuffled until it runs out, or if it just draws from a random amount of cards. Or if it, like, shuffles the deck between every round. I'm not sure about that.
Player, 8 of diamonds, star, 15 star, 7 of diamonds, dealer, jack of clubs, stand or hit.
Are you kidding me right now?
Player, 8 of diamonds, star, 19 star, 4
Ooh.
Hearts.
Let's see.
Dealer, jack of clubs, star, 20 star,
nope.
Jack of diamonds, dealer wins with 20.
No. Nope.
Place your bet. Your bankroll is at $205.
Okay, one last round.
Player, queen of clubs, star, 19 star, 9 of hearts, dealer, 6 of hearts, stand or hit.
Yes. Finally.
Dealer, 6 of hearts, star, 18 star, 8 of clubs, 4 of spades. Place your bet. Your bankroll is at $210.
Okay, let's do 99.
Space. Blackjack. Slot machine. Flash poker. Baccarat.
Okay, then I'm gonna do flash poker and then quit. Because the main point of this is Destination Mars. Destination Mars is the highlight of this game. I mean, Run for President is another one, but I'd recommend not playing it unless you want, like, an hour to spare.
Star Flash Poker Star, place your bet. Your bankroll is at $210.
So, I can bet 25 or something. I'm going to bet 10. And?
Player, 7 of diamonds, 2 of diamonds, dealer, queen of spades, jack of hearts, dealer bets 10, want to play.
Oh, God, no. That's not good. That's not good at all. I am not playing that. Hell no.
Dealer wins on your quits. Place your bet. Your bankroll is at $200.
5.
Player, 2 of spades, 10 of spades, dealer, 3 of clubs, 7 of hearts, wants to bet more, wire in.
Let's see. I'm gonna bet an additional 5.
Place your bet. 9 of diamonds, 3 of spades, 9 of diamonds, 10 of spades, it is a push. Your bankroll is at $200.
Okay, so there were 2 pairs. Now,
player, 2 of spades, 10 of spades, 9 of diamonds, 3 of spades, dealer, 3 of clubs, 7 of hearts, 9 of diamonds, 10 of spades, it is a push. Place your bet.
Wait, never mind, it never actually did anything. Okay. So, as you can see, it only reads the last bits, so, like, you have to read the whole screen in order to see all the cards. But it makes sense for a review, like, a skin review standpoint, because that's how DOS games worked back in the day. I think. Okay, 5.
Player, 7 of spades, king of spades, dealer, 10 of hearts, queen of hearts, wants to bet more, wire in.
I'm gonna say I don't want to bet more.
8 of diamonds, 5 of diamonds, 5 of clubs, 5 of hearts, dealer wins repair, place your bet, your bankroll is at $195.
Really? You got that random pair. That's not fair.
Player, 10 of spades, queen of spades, dealer, 9 of spades, ace of clubs, dealer bets 10, want to play, wire in.
Sure, let's hope you don't get a pair of aces.
3 of spades, 5 of spades, 9 of clubs, jack of hearts. You win with a flush, place your bet. You'll have profit $210.
Wow.
Restart game. Player, 10 of spades, queen of spades, 3 of spades, 5 of spades, dealer,
wow.
9 of spades, ace of clubs, 9 of clubs, jack of hearts, you win with a flush, place your bet.
And they actually had a pair. That is cool. I actually finally won something. Let's try to win a few more.
Player, 8 of spades, 6 of diamonds, dealer, ace of clubs, 9 of diamonds, dealer bets 10, want to play, wire in.
No.
Dealer wins on your quit. Place your bet. Your bankroll is at $205.
5.
Player, 6 of diamonds, 3 of hearts, dealer, 6 of hearts, 10 of hearts, dealer bets 10, want to play.
Oh god. I don't like this. No.
Dealer wins on your quit. Place your bet. Your bankroll is at $200. Player, king of spades, dealer, queen of spades, three of clubs, wants to bet more, wire in.
What?
Restart game. Player, king of spades, three of hearts, dealer, queen of spades, three of clubs, wants to bet more, wire in.
Oh, interesting. I'm gonna bet an additional 5.
Place your bet. 6 of clubs, 2 of diamonds, 8 of hearts, ace of hearts, dealer wins on higher card with no hand. Your bankroll is at $190.
Higher card with no hand. So he had an ace. So it's mostly actually the new cards that help, not the old cards. Unless you get a pair to start with, which is very unlikely. Wait, never mind, it's not very unlikely, because it's... I don't know. Let's see if I can get to any other messages to appear. Like any other, like, winning messages or something.
Player, queen of diamonds, queen of clubs,
whoa.
Dealer, eight of clubs, jack of spades, wants to bet more, wire in.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna bet...
Place your bet.
I'm gonna bet... 20.
9 clubs, 2 of spades, 6 of spades, jack of clubs, place your bet 20. You win with a high pair. Place your bet.
Yeah, they had a jack pair, but I had the queen pair, so I won. I think with that, it's time to get out of here. And remember, DOS programs were, you literally had to close them. So, you can't exit, like, it just doesn't exist. At least, with this one you can't, I don't think.
Blackjack, slot machine, flash poker, Mabacarat, instructions, exit. Press first letter.
Oh, there is an exit option. Okay, so if I press exit, it quits.
It was not a day. You were $35 short. Take it easy, my gambling buddy.
Yeah, I like that part. I actually did like that part when it tells you if you've broke even or got more or less. Yeah, this is why you don't gamble. This is exactly why you don't go into a casino, because you're probably going to lose most of your money. We already knew that already anyway, but never mind.
So,
let's go back.
70%. 75%.
And let's do Destination Mars, because Destination Mars is great.
Dodge City Desperados. Destination Mars. 75%. 80%. 75%. Back to menu. Button.
It's going to ask me for sound effects first, isn't it? Let's see.
Destination Mars, version 2.1, copyright 1990, 91, 93 by Richard L. Desteno, 20 Med Albert Road, Short Hills, New Jersey 07078, phone 201-379-7471. Copying of this program is prohibited except for the personal use of the purchaser. Instructions, wire in.
Oh, instructions. Sure, let's do instructions.
Star instructions for Destination Mars Star, by Richard L. Desteno. Destination Mars is a game that presents you with a challenge of successfully traveling from Earth to Mars. You must avoid such dangers as excessive damage to your ship, running out of fuel, being vaporized by space, aliens, crashing your ship, and others. You begin the game by placing the game diskette in your default drive and entering the word Mars. After the opening announcement, you will be asked if you want sound effects. Simply press the letter Y if you do want sound effects, or the letter L if you would rather play the game without sound effects. Do not press the Enter key at any time in the game after making a choice that asks for a letter. However, number entries do require a press for the Enter key. Next, you are instructed to press the letter B to blast off. If you blast off successfully, you will begin the 35 million mile trip to Mars. Press C to continue or R to return to the game.
Now, this is more of a like a board game of sorts, but it's very random, and you're very, very unlikely to actually get anywhere.
You travel by spinning the cosmic wheel, which is done by pressing the Enter key. This produces a number from 1 to 10. Your ship then travels 200,000 miles times this number. Example, if you spin a 6, you travel 1,200,000 miles towards Mars on that spin of a wheel. Press S at the cosmic wheel prompts to toggle sound on and off. Each spin of the cosmic wheel presents you with a situation. Most of the situations require you to make a choice. To press A, B, E, F, R, N, or H. These options mean the following. A is for accelerating, B is to use your force field barrier, E is for taking evasive action, F is for firing your phasers, R is for making repairs, N is for taking no action. H is to get help if you forget these definitions. You may exit the game whenever you're directed to spin the cosmic wheel. Simply press the escape key or control C. You may also exit any of the preliminary prompts at the beginning of the program. Press C to continue or D to back up or R to return to game.
Of course, you can't press escape or control C. It's asking, thinking that you're actually using a real computer keyboard here. Which I'm not. Well, I mean, I am using my MacBook, but you can't press control on a software keyboard. You know what I mean?
Most of the prompts in the game are self-explanatory and need no elaboration. There are numerous ways that you may be prevented from reaching Mars. You undoubtedly will experience them as you attempt to reach your destination. There are some surprises in store for you in this regard. Note that you use 10 units of fuel with each spin of the cosmic wheel. Also, keep in mind that each instance of damage to your ship must be repaired. If you go too fast, you may enter a time warp. Here is a hint, the astute player will escape the time warp on the first attempt. You may freeze the game at the prompt to spin the cosmic wheel by pressing F and entering a file name. To resume the frozen game, enter the file name with Mars, like this, Mars file name. There are other programs available from Richard Desteno. Check the readme.file provided with this program, or contact him for info at Richard Desteno, 20 Med Albrook Road, Short Hills.
Now, again, frozen games, they don't work. You can't do that in this, I mean, you can freeze it, but you can't unfreeze it. Now, in the Windows version that was re-released later, you can actually save a game and reload it. And also, some of the situations have changed, like a lot of the prompts and stuff. They changed because the 90s and the 2010s have different technology levels, so they just decided to change the text. Okay, let's start.
Destination Mars, sound effects. While we're in.
Yes. I didn't realize how annoying these were. Oh god.
Star Star on the launching pad of Cape Canaveral Star Star. Press B when ready to blast off.
Even blasting off is sometimes fatal. Let's find out if it is now by pressing B. Get ready for a really high random set of beeps. Let's go. Sorry, just... Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. The game crashed. Now, that's a thing that happens quite often, is the game crashes. Can you please double tap, please? Sorry, I'm changing volume levels.
Welcome to the Senno. Dodge City Desperado. Destination Mars. Back to menu. Button.
Let's try that again. But this time, not go through the,
Destination Mars.
Fine, let's do it. No instructions. I want sounds.
Sound effects.
Now, if I press B now, it will automatically start blasting off.
Ignition.
I wonder what this would have sounded on a real computer.
Successful blastoff. Star, you are now in orbit around the Earth star. You are ready to begin your 35 million mile trip. You have 400 units of fuel. Spin cosmic wheel.
Now, let me see. 2 million miles. That is. Oh, wow. It's very, very unlikely that you'll ever actually be able to have enough fuel for a full trip. I once, just once, got to Mars somehow. I'm not sure how. Not in this version. I did it on the Windows version. Okay, let's press enter.
Miles to Mars, 34,600,000. You have 390 units of fuel in two.
Oh no, that's bad.
You see something up ahead. It looks like an old abandoned space shuttle. Make your move.
Oh, it's just this. Okay. Old abandoned space shuttle. I don't care. I'm going to go and break it because I don't care. Let's break it. Press F.
Crash shot. You turned it into powder. Spin cosmic wheel.
Okay, keep going.
Miles to Mars, 34,200,000. You have 300.
Oh god, that's bad. That is bad.
You're studying the cosmic majesty before you. A distant star suddenly explodes into a supernova. Make your move.
Oh, never mind. There's many different times where you don't actually have to do much. And in that case, you can do a few different things. I'm going to press A to accelerate.
All systems go for now. Miles to Mars, 34,000,000. You have 360 units of fuel. Spin cosmic wheel.
That just used up quite a lot of my fuel, though, is the problem.
Miles to Mars, 32,800,000. You have 350 units of fuel use power 6.
Oh, that's bad, isn't it?
You are caught in a huge meteor storm. Giant meteors are whizzing past your ship on all sides. Make your move.
Yep, meteor storm. Okay, barrier time. Let's go barrier.
Very clever, space captain. The big rocks are bouncing off your barrier like rubber balls. Spin cosmic wheel.
Good.
Miles to Mars, 31,200,000. You have 340 units of fuel in space.
That's okay.
You have been awakened by an emergency alarm.
Oh,
there
never
is a cosmic
mind.
dust cloud up ahead.
Oh
Make your move.
God, cosmic dust cloud. Barrier.
Brilliant choice. You have sealed off the ship. You're in the clear. Spin cosmic wheel.
Now, remember, you have limited barriers and limited phasers, so if you run out, you're kind of screwed.
Miles to Mars, 29,400,000. You have 330 units of fuel use power 9.
This is fine, I think.
The beauty of the vast universe captivates you. A shooting star travels across the dark curtain of space. Make your move.
I just realized how much fuel the accelerate option does, so what I'm going to do is just press N for nothing.
You are zooming to Mars. Spin cosmic wheel.
For now, I am.
Miles to Mars, 29,000,000. You have 320 units of fuel use power 2. Your detectors show a pocket of magnetism in the neighborhood. You fear it could damage your equipment. Make your move.
Magnetism. Barrier. Ow.
Too bad. The magnetism got through. Your gauges are going crazy. Spin cosmic wheel.
Now, whenever you hear that sound, that means you got a damage point, and you have to keep track of how much damage you have on your ship and repair it whenever possible. So these like little nothing happening kind of scenes, those let you repair anything.
Miles to Mars, 28,000,000. You have 310 units of fuel use power 5. There is a dangerous situation developing. There's a load of space junk up ahead. Make your move.
Barrier. Wait, can I kill it? Can I kill the junk? No, I can't.
Bad shot. You missed the junk. Your fuel tank has been damaged. Spin cosmic
Oh,
wheel.
frig. That is bad. Wait, you could kill it, but there was a chance that you. Okay, interesting.
miles to Mars. 27,800,000. You have 300 units of fuel use card 1.
Oh no, is that a time warp?
Be careful. An alien ship is following you.
Oh.
You have no indication of its intentions. Make your move.
Do I want to risk it? I'm going to do nothing. See if it kills me. Are they going to kill me? I think they will.
Get down. They're firing. They missed you. You have 290 units of fuel. Make your move.
Okay, that means I have to kill them. Good.
Good shot. You clipped the buggers. But they're spunky.
Oh, no.
You have been hit. There is damage. You have 280 units of fuel.
There is damage. Damage. So now I have 2 points of... Wait, no, 3 points of damage. Good.
Bingo, you vaporized the space goons. You turned them into cosmic gas. Spin cosmic wheel.
Okay, let's keep going. Probably going to die.
Miles to Mars. 27,400,000. You have 270 units of fuel use time. You're in a deep sleep. You're dreaming that you're eating a fifth steak with French fries. You're snoring very loudly. Spin cosmic wheel.
The you're sleeping thing basically makes it so that you can't take any action, and it's really annoying. This is bad. This is bad.
Oh no, you're going too fast. To the time warp. Star of the year is 1,889. The first gas car has been created, star. You have 260 units of fuel. Enter 0 to 9 to get back.
What do I enter? You can type any number, really. That was not the right number.
Star of the year is 440. Adela is rampaging through Europe, star. You have 250 units of fuel. No good.
And this wastes your fuel, too. So... yeah.
Star, the year is 1917. A revolution is raging in Russia, star. You have 240 units of fuel.
Good.
You have 230 units of fuel. Spin cosmic wheel.
It didn't play the sound, or it didn't say anything, but I think it was supposed to say, good job, you've made it back to the present.
Miles to Mars, 26,400,000. You have 220 units of fuel use card 5. You are approaching a large asteroid. It looks parched and barren. Do you want to land? Why when?
Okay, this is extremely important. You need to land, because... on the asteroid, there are a few different things you can get, and I hope to get at least one of them.
Very smooth landing. The rocky landscape is illuminated by the stars. Press E, W, N, or S, the direction of movement, or B to blast off. You're in your ship.
Okay, so now you can move like a map. I'm going to go west out of my ship, because that's the only location where I can go. And from here, I'm going to explore, a few spots at least. You only have a few bits of oxygen. You use 5 units, and you start with 100, so.
You're in a clearing at the entrance to your ship. You have 100 units of oxygen. You see a sparkling rock. It looks like a diamond. Do you want to take it? Why, when?
Hell yeah.
Okay, you have it.
Now, here's another thing that it doesn't tell you about. You need to remember that you have that many rocks. I'm going to go north.
You're in a ridge. It overlooks a quarry. You have 95 units of oxygen.
And I'm going to go... south. Twice. To go to the south part.
You're in a clearing at the entrance to your ship. You have 90 units of oxygen. The ground is hard and irregular here. You think you saw movement in the distance. You have 85 units of oxygen.
And I'm going to go west from that point. North and then west.
You're in a clearing at the entrance to your ship. You have 80 units of oxygen. The ground is soft and it's a bit here. You have 75 units of oxygen.
Okay. So, not much. I got a diamond rock, though, which could help. So, let's go back into my ship and blast off.
You're in a clearing at the entrance to your ship. You have 70 units of oxygen. You are in your ship.
I got a diamond rock. I hope that's good enough. You could go to other locations, but you're in the risk of actually oh god. No, no more time warps. I hate time warps.
Oh no, you're going too fast. You have entered a time warp. Star year is 46 BC. Julius Caesar rules the Roman Empire star. You have 210 units of fuel. Enter 0 to 9 to get back. Star year is 330 BC. Aristotle is teaching in Greece star. You have 200 units of fuel. No good. Star year is 1961. Roger Maris has set a new home run record star. You have 190 units of fuel. You have 180 units of fuel. Spin cosmic wheel.
Okay.
You're in solemn meditation saying om. You are having visions of brilliant blue sky over a green meadow. A butterfly is fluttering around a flower. Miles to Mars, 25,800,000. You have 170 units of fuel.
Now, with this amount of fuel, I don't think I'm going to make it, because I'm barely like 30% of the way there, and I'm only like halfway done with my fuel, so I think I'm going to crash. And I still have repairs to do.
Miles to Mars, 24,600,000. You have 160 units of fuel, you star 6.
That's bad.
Your refrigerator is busted. Your ice cream is melting and your beer is getting warm. Make your move.
Your refrigerator is busted. Here's another thing that, if you decide to repair this, things could happen. I'm going to repair it, and hopefully it should repair itself. Let's see.
Good fix up. The refrigerator is cool again. It just needed Freon. Spin cosmic wheel.
Now, That must have been changed. There's no way that still exists in 2012 or whenever the re-release was made. I don't think it says that it just needs Freon, does it? And that was the first time I ever understood what that meant. I never thought about it until later. Anyway. Still have a few more repairs to do, though.
Miles to Mars, 24,400,000. You have 150 units of fuel, you star 1.
That's bad.
Your radio is drifting off frequency. You cannot reach mission control. Make your move.
Not that you really could reach mission control from that long anyway, but let's repair it. And again, this is quite old, because you need transistors for it, apparently. Oh no, I broke it.
You bungled the job. You spilled your coffee on the tuning circuit. The radio is worse now, and it stinks of coffee also. Spin cosmic wheel.
Yay! So now, I need to hope that I don't kill my ship, because after you reach 5 repair points, you're done for. You're gonna crash.
You're in eerie darkness as the sun moves behind the Earth. The giant planet Jupiter looms in your window. Miles to Mars, 23 million. You have 140 units of fuel. Make your move. You star 7.
Get ready. I'm gonna press repair. Nope, I'm dead.
You smashed your thumb with a hammer. You failed to make a repair.
That's mostly how most of my games end.
Oh no, you have sustained too much damage. You are not going to make it, Space Cadet. You are floating into oblivion. You will be a legend in your own time. Sugar-coated cereal will have your picture on the box. Boy Scouts will name knots after you. Folk singers will sing songs about your courage. But this mission is over. You made 16 spins of the cosmic wheel. You have 23 million miles to go.
I was not even halfway done. Now, if you press enter, it just quits. So you have to restart the game, which is what I'm going to do.
Back to menu. Restart game. Button. Restart game.
And I'm going to turn sound off for the first part.
Destination Mars, version 2.1, copyright 1990, 91, 93 by... Successful blast off. Star, you are now in orbit around the Earth star. You are ready to begin your 35 million miles.
And I'm going
to
turn sound back on now. Because it takes way too long.
You have 390 units of fuel use. You are in eerie darkness as the sun moves behind the Earth. The giant planet Jupiter looms in your window. Make your move.
Okay, so I'm going to press nothing because I just learned how annoying accelerating is. And it only moves 200,000 miles. So... it uses way too much fuel.
You are zooming to Mars. Spin cosmic wheel. Miles to Mars. 32,600,000. You have 380 units of fuel. Your onboard computer is malfunctioning. The hard drive is not spinning. Make your move.
Yay! Hard drives! Spinning hard drives! I love those! Yay! Let's repair it. Oh no, I broke it.
You have bungled the repair job, buddy. You dropped the hard drive on your foot. The computer is a real mess now. Spin cosmic wheel. Miles to Mars. 31,600,000. You have 370 units of fuel use. You're studying the stars with a telescope. Saturn with its rings is clearly in view. Make your move.
Okay. Let's repair it. Let's hope it works this time. Good.
Nice repair. You did a good job. Spin cosmic wheel.
Now, these are random messages that don't actually relate to what has been damaged because it doesn't know anymore.
Miles to Mars, 30,600,000. You have 360 units of fuel use qualified. You are hurtling toward Mars. The bigger there is to your right. Make your move.
Okay, so I don't need any more repairs. Let's just do nothing.
You're right on course, Space Warrior.
Well, it depends.
Miles to Mars, 29,800,000. You have 350 units of fuel use on the 4.
This is bad.
Your instruments show radiation field somewhere nearby. The needle on the meter is jumping wildly. Make your move.
Yay, VU meters. Force field. Oh no, it didn't work.
The radiation has penetrated the force field. Your instruments are out of control. Spin cosmic wheel.
Okay, one more repair to go. Let's hope I don't get any more. Although,
miles to Mars.
Probably going to.
You have 340 units of fuel use. There is a dangerous situation developing. There's a load of space junk up ahead.
Okay, let's go kill the space junk this time. Please work. Yes, there we go.
Good shooting. You vaporized the junk. You blasted your path clear. Spin cosmic wheel.
Now, what you can also do is press B for barrier, and I've done that many times before. I just figured, why not kill the space junk instead?
Miles to Mars, 27,600,000. You have 330 units of fuel use on 9.
Yay, refrigerator time again. Let's go repair it. This time it should work. No, it didn't work. Now listen to this.
You messed up the repair. You broke the ice tray with your hammer. The fridge is still broken and there is water all over the floor. Spin cosmic wheel.
Yeah, you broke the ice tray with your hammer. That is, that is not what the new one says, I don't think.
Miles to Mars, 26 million. You have 320 units of fuel use per 8.
That's good, because I can repair stuff now.
You're studying the cosmic majesty before you.
No!
You burned a hole in your space suit with a laser. There's smoke in the cabin. Spin cosmic wheel.
Bad. That's really bad. Also, why the hell do you need a space suit while you're in the ship? Never mind.
miles to Mars, 25,800,000. You have 310 units of fuel you start one. The great expanse of the universe is before you. Alpha Centauri is a sparkling diamond in the deep darkness. Make your move.
I hope that this is 3 repair points instead of 4. I don't remember.
All right, well done. Spin cosmic wheel.
Okay, repaired that. No, time warp. I hate time warps. Time warps are so annoying.
Oh no, you're going too fast. Have entered time warp. Star year is 331 BC. Alexander the Great controls the world star. You have 300 units of fuel. Enter 0 to 9 to get back. Star the year is 1961. Roger Maris has set a new home run record star. You have 290 units of fuel. No good. Star the year is 46 BC. Julius Caesar rules the Roman Empire star. You have 280 units of fuel. Star the year is 1969. The first men have landed on the moon star. You have 270 units of fuel.
Very fitting.
Star the year is 1927. The television has just been invented, star. You have 260 units of fuel.
Television has just been invented.
Star the year is 1402. The Renaissance is sweeping Europe, star. You have 250 units of fuel.
I'm gonna lose all my fuel doing this.
Star the year is 1348. The Black Plague is ravaging Europe, star. You have 240 units of fuel.
Can you please not do this? This is so
star
annoying.
Star the year is 1492. Columbus is discovering the new world star. You have 230 units of fuel.
Are you kidding me?
Star the year is 60 AD. Nero rules the Roman Empire star. You have 220 units of fuel.
That was the worst possible outcome I could have had. I lost 100 fuel doing that. 10 whole numbers. It took that long.
Miles to Mars, 25,600,000. You have 200 units of fuel, you start one. Your detectors show a pocket of magnetism in the neighborhood. You fear it could damage your equipment.
This is bad. Not good. Not good.
Too bad. The magnetism got through. Your gauges are going crazy. Spin cosmic wheel.
It's time for me to... Oh, God. That was not good. It's time for me to, plug my Mac in. So just a minute while I look for the charger so I can plug it in. You are such a noggy. Okay. Let's plug this in. And let's put this back. And let's continue. No. Oh, God. I need to get this done right. Okay.
Your detectives show a pocket of magnetism in the neighborhood. You fear it could damage your equipment. Too bad. The magnetism got through. Your gauges are going crazy. Miles to Mars, 25,600,000. You have 200 units of fuel. Spin cosmic wheel.
Oh no. I just
voice over
broke
on location. Input window.
Oh, never mind.
Restart game. Your detectors show a pocket of magnetism in the neighborhood.
Voice over off.
You're in a deep sleep. You're dreaming that you went to the
lotus. Okay, I don't care. Stop dreaming. Oh no, another time warp. This is really bad.
Oh no, you're going too fast. Enter time warp. Star the year is 1519. Magellan is circumnavigating the globe star. You have 180 units of fuel. Enter 0 to 9 to get back.
Oh, I actually got it the right the first time.
You have 170 units of fuel. Spin cosmic wheel.
Not that it really matters, because I'm probably going to crash anyway.
Miles to Mars, 23,600,000. You have 160 units of fuel. You spun a 2.
Okay, good. That's good.
The beauty of the vast universe captivates you. A shooting star travels across the dark curtain of space. Make your move. Neat repair, you corrected the problem. Spin cosmic wheel.
I think there's three more repairs left.
Miles
I don't remember.
2,800,000. You have 150 units of fuel you start at 4.
Oh.
You see something up ahead. It looks like an old abandoned space shuttle. Make your move.
Kill it. Oh no.
You did not hit it. You smashed into the shuttle. Spin cosmic wheel.
That's not what I wanted to do. Now I gotta spin it again, or I mean, repair again.
Miles to Mars, 21,600,000. You have 140 units of fuel in Star 6.
That's bad.
You have been awakened by an emergency alarm. There is a cosmic dust cloud up ahead. Make your move.
Nope, I think I'm dead.
It did not work. Dust has invaded your engines. Your ship isn't steady. Spin cosmic wheel.
Never mind. It did work. I have 4 repair points, I think.
Miles to Mars, 20,200,000. You have 130 units of fuel use Star 7.
If I mess this up, I'll die.
Your radio is acting up frequency.
And I broke it. Yay, I'm dead.
You spilled your coffee on the tuning circuit. The radio is worse now and it stinks of coffee also.
Whee, I'm dead. And it crashed. It likes to crash very often when it tries to, when you die, it likes to crash very often. Let's do it one more time.
The Steno Games. Welcome to the Steno Games. Dodge City Desperados. Destination Mark.
Let's do it one more time. I just pressed NN for no instructions, no sound, B to blast off, S to turn the sound back on, and enter.
4,600,000, you have 390 units of fuel. Use number 2.
Ooh, start with the asteroid. Okay, sure, let's land.
You're approaching a large asteroid. It looks harsh and barren. Do you want to land? Why win? Very smooth landing. The rocky landscape is illuminated by... You're in a clearing at the entrance to your ship. You have 100 units of oxygen.
So, let's go north.
You're in a ridge. It overlooks the quarry. You have 95 units of oxygen. A rock is glittering. It appears to be gold. Do you want to take it? Why, Ren?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you have it.
No!
You're in a clearing at the entrance to your ship. You have 90 units of oxygen.
This is what happens when you're on the asteroid.
You fell off the cliff. And now you're just as stiff. Your foot slipped a bit. Now you're lying in a pit. You are flat on your back. And your head has a crack. Your death will be a mystery. And this mission's history. You made 1 spin of the cosmic wheel. You have 34,600,000 miles to go.
Yeah, you can die quite easily on the asteroid. It's very annoying.
Back to restart. 75%. Restart game.
Let's actually do it for real this time.
Miles to Mars, 34,200,000. You have 390 units of fuel. Use part of 4.
That's not good. That's the meteorite alert.
You're caught in a huge meteor storm. Giant meteors are whizzing past your ship on all sides. Make your move.
Good.
Very clever, space captain. Miles to Mars, 32,800,000. You have 380 units of fuel. Use part. You're in solemn meditation, saying om.
Another thing that you're going to have to figure out is exactly how many bits of barriers and phasers you have left, so you can, you know, like, do something else instead of getting hit.
Miles to Mars, 31,600,000, you have 370 units of fuel. The great expanse of the universe is before you. Alpha Centauri is a sparkling diamond in the deep darkness. Make your move. You are sinking to Mars.
Well, for now.
Miles to Mars, 31,200,000. You have 360 units of fuel. Use number 2.
That's not good, is it?
Look out! A comet is coming your way. It looks like a big snowball in space. Make your move.
I am not sure if killing it is gonna work, so I'm going to use the barrier.
Fast thinking, space captain. You shielded your ship in time. Spin cosmic wheel. Miles to Mars, 29,600,000. You have 350 units of fuel use per 8.
Okay, good. I can just press nothing for this one.
The beauty of the vast universe captivates you. A shooting...
I like how every event has a sound of its own. No, not again! Time warp time.
Oh no, you are going too fast. You have entered a time warp. Star, the year is 1917. A revolution is raging in Russia. Star, you have 340 units of fuel. Enter 0 to 9 to get back. Star, the year is 440. Attila is rampaging through Europe. Star, you have 330 units of fuel. No good. Star, the year is 46 BC. Julius Caesar rules the Roman Empire. Star, you have 320 units of fuel. Star, the year is 1933. Earth is gripped in the Great Depression. Star, you have 310 units of fuel. Star, the year is 210 BC. Hannibal rules Carthage. Star, you have 300 units of fuel. You have 290 units of fuel. Spin cosmic wheel.
Interesting.
Miles to Mars, 28,600,000. You have 280 units of fuel. You start. There is a dangerous situation developing. There is a load of space junk up ahead. Make your move.
Kill it. No, I didn't kill it.
Bad shot. You missed it.
Okay, I have repairs to do.
Miles to Mars, 28,200,000. You have 270 units of fuel. You're in a deep sleep. You're dreaming that you're eating it.
Shut up. I don't care what you're dreaming about.
Miles to Mars, 26,600,000. You have 260 units of fuel. You spread.
Radio time. Let's get this right.
Drifting off frequency.
Good.
Nice job. You have repaired the radio. You replaced a bad transistor. Spin cosmic wheel.
See, it's a transistor.
Miles to Mars, 25,800,000. You have 250 units of fuel. You spread 4.
This is bad. I need to kill this thing before it kills me.
Be careful. An alien ship is following you. You have no indication of its intentions.
Okay, good. I killed it.
Bingo. You vaporized the space goons.
I still have a repair to do, though.
Miles to Mars, 25,600,000. You have 240 units of fuel. You're in eerie darkness as the sun moves behind the Earth. The giant planet Jupiter looms in your window. Make your move. Real good effort. Just like new. Spin cosmic wheel.
Now, if you repair something when there is nothing left to repair, you'll receive an alert from mission control. If you get too many of those, you also fail the mission. It also hates you or gives you an alert if you have repairs to do and you do nothing.
You have 230 units of fuel, you start a fight.
Yay, refrigerator's boosted, which means I gotta kill it.
Your
I mean,
is
repair
busted.
It.
Your ice cream is melting into your beer.
Oh no, it's busted now. Even
Let's
more.
Stop the repair.
There's like a 50-50 chance that you'll win or get right.
You're studying the stars with your telescope. Saturn with its rings is clearly in view. Make your move.
Okay, good. Repaired.
Real good effort, just like new.
That still doesn't mean that I'll have enough fuel, though. Oh, great. Yep, that's why. That's exactly why.
Oh no, you're going too fast. Enter a time warp. Star, the year is 1961. Roger Maris has set a new home run record. Star, you have 210 units of fuel. Enter 0 to 9 to get back. Star, the year is 1879. Edison has invented the light bulb. Star, you have 200 units of fuel. No good. Star, the year is 1903. The Wright brothers fly the first plane. Star, you have 190 units of fuel. Star, the year is 1862. The Civil War divides the state. Star, you have 180 units of fuel. Enter 0 to 9 to get back 1. Star, the year is 1348. The Black Plague is ravaging Europe. Star, you have 170 units of fuel. Enter 0 to 9 to get back.
Can you please... Please let me through.
Nero rules the Roman Empire. Star, you have 160 units of fuel. Star, the year is 1927. The television has just been invented. Star, you have 150 units of fuel. Star the year is 1969. The first man had landed on the moon star. You have 140 units of fuel.
Okay, good. Not that I'll live, because I definitely won't. I don't have any repairs, but I don't have enough fuel.
Miles to Mars, 21 million. You have 120 units of fuel. You spun a 9.
Okay, that's good.
You're studying the cosmic majesty before you. You are sending to Mars. Miles to Mars, 20,800,000. You have 110 units of fuel. You spun a 1. You are approaching a large asteroid. It looks parched and barren. Do you want to land?
Yes, I do. I'm gonna need to do that. Okay, please don't die.
Excellent landing. The rocky landscape is illuminated by the stars. Press E, W, N, R. You're in a clearing at the entrance to your ship. You have 100 units of oxygen. A rock is glittering. It appears to be gold. Do you want to take it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you have it. You're in a ridge. It overlooks a quarry. You have 95 units of oxygen. You're in a clearing at the entrance to your ship. You have 90 units of oxygen. The ground is hard and irregular here. You think you saw movement in the distance. You have 85 units of oxygen. You're in a clearing at the entrance to your ship. You have 80 units of oxygen. The ground is soft and it's a bit here. You have 75 units of oxygen.
Okay, so I just got the gold rock. Let's turn sound off. Wait, I can't.
You have 70 units of oxygen.
I can just only blast off, which is gonna make the really annoying noises. Ow.
Pretty cool blast off. You're on your way again, space traveler. Spin cosmic wheel.
I have a gold rock, but I don't think that's really gonna do much.
Miles to Mars, 18,800,000. You have 100 units of fuel. You spun a 10. Your detectors show a pocket of magnetism in the neighborhood. You fear it could damage your equipment. Make your move.
Okay, good. This time it worked.
The magnetism cannot penetrate the force field barrier. Spin cosmic wheel. You spun a 10.
Not again.
Oh no, you're going too fast. I've entered a time warp. Star the year is 1889. The first gas car has been created star. You have 90 units of fuel. Enter 0 to 9 to get back. Star the year is 331 BC. Alexander the Great controls the world star. You have 80 units of fuel. No good. Star the year is 1402. The Renaissance is sweeping Europe star. You have 70 units of fuel.
I think my fuel is at stake here.
Star the year is 1943. A world war is raging on Earth star. You have 60 units of fuel. Star the year is 1492. Columbus is discovering the new world star. You have 50 units of fuel. Star the year is 1519. Magellan is circumnavigating the globe star. You have 40 units of fuel.
Are you kidding me right now?
Star the year is 330 BC. Aristotle is teaching in Greece star. You have 30 units of fuel.
I think I'm gonna lose.
A world war is raging on Earth star. You have 20 units of fuel.
There's no question about it. I have 10 units of fuel. There's like nothing I can do.
You have 10 units of fuel. Spin cosmic wheel. Miles to Mars. 18,200,000. You have 0 units of fuel. You spun a 3. You are hurtling toward Mars. The bigger there is to your right. Make your move.
I kinda can't. There's like nothing I can do. If I press nothing, it will.
You're right on course, space warrior.
No, I'm not. Oh, it didn't read the message. I wish it would. But yeah, I didn't have enough fuel. Now, 35 million miles, that would be 15 plus... Yeah, I was not even halfway there. And I already ran out. I hate the time warps. I really hate the time warps. The time warps are so annoying. And I spend 10 quite often. Very often, in fact. So yeah, that was a thing. Destino Games is fun if you can somehow, you know, type with a Bluetooth keyboard and not have to go into the with the hardware software keyboard. And this is one of the only times when I'm actually going to be using when I was ever just not using the system audio, because afterward I'm going to do system audio next time, because there's a few other real audio games that are really fun that I want to show you guys. So, yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed it. I hope someone did. And I'll see you guys later. Oh, wait. I can't.
Voiceover on. Type 1.
There we go.
Audio hijack. 3-point record. Selected. Toggle.